This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
The band Alpenglow got their start at Middlebury College, and after two locally grown recordings, they've since moved from Vermont to Brooklyn, New York, and they're now on tour supporting the new full-length album called Callisto. They played Montreal last night, Higher Ground in South Burlington is tomorrow night, and in between, Graham Daubert is here in our VPR studios to talk more about their music. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm always curious to know, with musicians, what did you grow up listening to, and then what ended up being your influences?
You know, my dad listened to, like, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Jackson Brown, like, pretty typical dad rock music. I don't know, I mostly just listened to, like, Top 40 until I had, a friend in, like, ninth grade decided that he was going to teach me everything he knew about music, and he kind of introduced me to, like, indie rock, and then even, like, the Velvet Underground.
And your music falls into several different kinds of categories, but how would you even put a name or a genre to it?
When we were in Vermont, it was more like folk rock, but now we just call it indie rock, which is an all-encompassing genre title. make sure we've got all of our bases covered. Indie rock.
Indie rock. The new record, too, reminds me a lot of what we used to call new wave in the 80s, like Roxy music. It's just like that synth sound.
Yeah. I love Roxy music.
Yeah, yeah. Let's listen to one. This is called Dreaming Too Much from the new album Callisto. I hear this comment, too, a lot about your band specifically, is people always say, see them live. Why do you think people say that?
Well, I think that up till now, we've always written songs live as a four-piece band. Before we ever record them, we always try them out at concerts. And the process between, like, the live show and our record is, like, the live show is where we kind of try things out. And then if we like the songs enough live, then they'll make it onto the record. And I think that's kind of the opposite way that lots of bands do it. A lot of bands, you know, figure out their record first, and then they find a way to reproduce that record as closely as possible live. And for us, it's just always been the opposite. I mean, we've been playing the songs off of Callisto for the past 2 years, really. We're just now releasing the record. But, I mean, we've been, like, people have been hearing the songs for a while.
Yeah, tell me more about the song Solitude. I love that one. And that you recorded that a couple years ago, and now it's appeared again on Callisto, kind of a different vibe to it.
That song has been with the band since basically its beginning. So we had that first version of it, and then there was a second version that made it onto that little EP, Solitude. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of a longer, much folkier version than the one that we put onto Callisto, which we kind of wanted to put that song on there to sort of give, like, our audience, like, a comparison point. Between where we left off with the folkier EPs and the newer, more, I guess, new wavy, if you want to say that, Callisto record. It's like a better constructed song, I think. And it has all of the elements of production that kind of you can find on the rest of the record, which are the synths and the more driving guitars and rhythm section.
Mm-hmm. If I wanted my solitude, I'd move to the city.
And the lyric is, if I wanted my solitude, I'd move to the city.
Yeah.
You guys did move to the city. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that one's kind of wrapped up in irony, because I actually wrote that lyric originally when I had this sort of failed band with a few cousins. That was even before Alpenglow ever started. It took on a new meaning when we moved back, or when I moved back to the city.
Can you talk a little bit about your record label and its founder? Because it's, I guess you could say, kind of unconventional.
It's a record label for the digital age. It's called Chizu Records. We're actually the first band on the label. This guy kind of reached out to us out of the blue. Apparently he heard our music in a juice bar in Tokyo. And he wrote to us and said, you know, I don't have much of a label, but if you guys want me to kind of attach my name to whatever you're doing. and to sort of share it with my community of artists and friends. I'd be happy to help you in that way. And we just sort of said, you know, why not? You know, names, I think, have an interesting influence on how far something can go, even if their names no one has heard of. Like, my friends are like, oh, man, that's great. You guys are on a label. And I'm like, yep. whatever that means, however you think of that, you know. So a little bit unconventional.
Right.
But
it works.
I think so.
Yeah.
We think so.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by today, and have a great show at Higher Ground tomorrow night.
Thanks for having me.
That's Alpenglow member Graham Daubert. Alpenglow performs tomorrow night at Higher Ground. Find out more at bpr.net.